Okay.
We're on without theme song today. Welcome to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. I know that you all love that theme song, so I'm sorry that I pushed a button too soon. We're here. With me today, we have some folks from Marka Industries, specifically from the community employment part. And we have Beth Granley, Nikki Hancock, and Chantel Conley. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
And also in the studio, we have somebody else also works at Marka, but we'll be talking about different subject a little bit later, and that's Derek Jansen, who works with community integration. Hi, Derek.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, I like that voice. Okay. So anyhow, would you like to start out maybe, for folks that aren't familiar with Marka, kind of giving an idea of what Marka is? Beth, that would be you fielding that, I think.
That's why I'm here. So Marka Industries is a 501c3 nonprofit here in Marion. We're actually out close to the newly constructed overpass by the depot. And we provide day services to adults with disabilities. We have a broad spectrum of services, everything from habilitation to production, community employment, community integration. Go, Derek! And Mike!
Yeah!
And then we also have, you know, an on-staff cafeteria, on-site cafeteria, on-staff cook. So we do have, you know, the hot lunches, things like that as well, because people are there all day. And we just launched today our rec leisure department, which we are super excited about. We posted a video, and basically the whole purpose of that department is to get out, do things, do sports, do activities, do walks, kind of just be active in the community, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. So really just about anything, we do it. We have recycling, electronics, and paper.
Paper is what we recycle. That's all that we recycle now. Besides,
we don't do electronics.
Electronics, yes.
Okay. So electronics and paper. We do confidential shredding. We do on-site with us and on-site at your place of business. Yet again, yay, Mike! So really, anything, community activity, rehabilitation, whatever the case may be, we do that for adults with disabilities.
So we're giving folks with disabilities a chance to do things that other folks do, and mm-hmm. and you know, they get an opportunity there, lots of opportunities, community integration, community employment, mm-hmm. and now we have the rec department. So we're giving people a lot of choices of things they can do. Mm-hmm. Within the Marka industries.
Both on-site and out. Sure.
In the community.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit to Nikki and Chantel about community employment. What exactly do you do?
Well, there's a team of us. There's four. There's Jamie Hawkins, who is our Director of Employment Services. There's Valerie Reinhart. She's our job developer. Myself as a job coach. And Chantel is also a job coach. Our job is to help them obtain a job, resume building, interview skills, job hunting, job coaching, and retention. Basically just getting them out into the community to work for companies. We've actually had a pretty good partnership with a few of the companies here in Marion. Just trying to get them included, to let them feel like they're, you know, one of us. And
what are, do we dare name some of the companies that have?
Oh, no, we can. Actually, Sandy from Mid-American Cleaning Contractors, Ashley Furniture, Arby's, Steak and Shake, The Royal Group, Habitat Restore, Voice of Hope, Attaboy's, Payne's Pizza, Denny's, the Health Department, the Duke Gas Station, and Wings of Angel, and the Marion County Board. They've all been really big supporters and big help for our department.
Let me ask if there's an employer out there that wants to possibly hire some of our folks. How do they go about doing that? Who do they contact? How do you do that?
They could contact our department, which would be Jamie Hawkins. The number is 740-375-6144 and her extension is 176.
Okay. So how long, Chantel, we haven't heard from you yet.
Not yet.
Well, what did you have to add?
Well, here? I also want to add that we have, our department's called Marka Works. And we have a Facebook page, and there is a message button on that. So any potential employer or anyone that wants to do business with us, they can go ahead and contact us through that. We also have a Marka Facebook page, and we put stuff on there all the time about what's going on, Marka. Pictures, events, all kinds of stuff. So if you haven't yet, please like both of those pages and share them so we can get the word out.
That's where we put any events, upcoming shred days, things like that. Any closings for us, which don't typically happen now. But we try to link with transportation and things like that so that we can kind of keep everybody on the same page. We tend to do that through the Facebook. We also have the website, which is marketindustries.org. That's another place with the phone numbers and things like that that you could contact any of the areas. The email is on there, I think, as well. And it has our calendar, things like that, so that you can see what's coming up, different events, all those things. We're all
you're always welcome to come out and take a tour.
Yes. We're trying to get all linked up.
Yes.
And there are employment opportunities there on the site, right there at Marka as well.
Right.
Somebody like to share what some of those are?
We are currently hiring for a truck driver, CDL B.
So an A
would cover, yes. Please come on.
Me too.
We are also hiring intermittent positions, which would be a fill-in for if one of the staff has a vacation or something like that. We have the rest area right now, which is available, supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Which you clean out there and do the yard work, things like that.
Yes.
You have a crew that works out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think it's 24 hours a day, but it's quite a bit of the day, I believe.
It's three shifts, but they're not back to back.
Right.
I'm not sure what the hours are. I genuinely don't know. For different things, you could always call out and talk to our receptionist. She's lovely. Her name's Peggy. She's fantastic. And she would be able to transfer you wherever you needed to go, depending on which job you had an interest in.
Peggy's awesome.
She really is.
Yes.
She would be able to get you, you know, if you call in, hey, I heard about a job, it's this or that, she'd transfer you right away. And I don't know, give us a call if you're interested.
Okay. Well,
excuse me.
He needs the tea.
I was actually talking about...
Mike, do you need my tea?
No, I'm good. Thank you. I was actually talking about our clients and the jobs that they do within Marka, such as...
Oh, so yeah. We have...
But that was good. That's not what I was asking.
I thought so. I thought so.
Sorry. Maybe that's not why I'm here. So we have... On grounds, we have jobs that we contract through Wilson Bohanna, Todd Co. Oh, there's a clothing store, but I can't think of it.
I can't think of what it is either.
Oh. Anyways, we have different jobs that we do in-house. The companies bring us the pieces, parts, and we package them however they need to be done, whatever their specifications, and we send them back out. We have many hourly jobs. We have cleaning on staff, mm-hmm. dishwashing for our cafeteria.
We have the tubs that are...
We large. Have the shredding, which mm-hmm. is a big, big, big one. That's the confidential shredder, things like that. And then we have the tubs, which are medical tubs that come in and we wash them, dry them, make sure they're sanitized and all
What's
that.
What's the company that they come in from, you know?
I don't know the name of that company either.
Yeah.
It is
pharmaceutical,
Yeah, it's something pharmaceuticals, I think.
Yeah, it is.
But they come in by the truckload. And
I think Marka is now handling three states. I believe Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio.
Nice.
I think it is. It's at least three.
Very cool.
They're pretty stacked high right now.
Yes, it is.
On the main floor.
So if you haven't guessed out there, I also work at Marcus, so that is my other job besides this. And I know a little bit about what's going on out there. But I'm learning more as we talk here. So.
Yeah, we have many jobs on site, though. The goal is to get out, though. The goal is to do the community employment department and the integration department to get out and about doing things just like you and I would do.
Certainly. And those folks, from what I've seen, they're usually really proud of their work. I mean, it's just, and the work ethic of the majority of the folks there is really good.
It is. And having a set of staff that take the time to help them build a resume where they may not have gotten that in the past, or you know, get those interviewing skills, you know, because these guys sit down and do mock interviews and things like that to prepare people for that type setting, so they don't go in blind and they're going in with some confidence. They're going in like, okay, I've done this, it's okay. And we've had great success because
we
have
are
staff.
Just as excited when they get hired as they are.
Well, let me ask you, community employment.
Yes.
Let's say somebody hires somebody from ARCA, and you just let them go and say, "Hey, they're yours now."
Absolutely not.
What's the process? What do you do to help them along?
That's kind of our job. Like we are there to make sure they don't fail. We do their training right along with them. They do the work, but we, you know, we're right there to, if they have a bump in the road, we're to, you know, push them right back in there. We do not leave them until they are good and ready, and the employer knows that they're good and ready. Like
it depends on the individual of how long we are there with them. We've had some that it's, you know, 8 hours and that's it, and they were free to go, you know, free to be on their own. And we've had some that was several months, you know, whatever the individual requires.
Like, we will do follow-alongs. Like, we don't just, even when their case is closed, we'll still go check on them monthly just to see how they're doing, check in with their supervisor. They have our phone number if they have any trouble. They know they can come to us. And
a year down the road, there's a problem where they want to add a new task to their job, call us up, we open the case back up again and start over.
Okay, so the employer is not left alone with that
Absolutely
person.
Not.
They have
no.
your support all the way
all
through
the
process.
Completely.
Yep.
That's good to know, so that might help maybe get some more employers interested in hiring folks from
ARCA. That's what we're hoping.
It's very emotional when we do finally step away from that individual and they are on their own, because we have formed a relationship with the individual and with the employer as well. I have one that's ending this week, and it's very emotional for me to be done with that one. You know, I'm proud that she's done, but it's hard to walk away from it, you know. So, yeah.
Well, there's another subject here that I'm not sure how much we want to get into it. But
which subject?
The subject of the relationship between the County Board of DD and us. And why we are no longer, we are now two separate entities. Some people still think that MARCA and that board are still one.
Yes. It was some level of legally mandated that we had to separate, because the county boards that are everywhere around Ohio and beyond, they are not allowed to be the entity providing direct service.
Right.
So where we go out, we do the things, we do the activities, we set everything up. We're physically with people doing things. The county boards, because they are overseeing the service structure of, you know, let's say Mike, let's say, you know, you have an SSA and that person handles who's going to take care of you at home, who's going to help you with this, who's going to help you with that, and so on. That person or entity, the county board, isn't allowed to do the service anymore.
Right.
So they can say who's going to do it and kind of handle it and make sure that everything's on the up and up. If there's issues, they investigate them to make sure that everyone is safe and healthy, but they can't do the service. So that's where we come in as a separate company to do those services. So there's a couple of different ones, things like that, that gives people choice of provider so that they get better services, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that came from, and that's the really, really condensed version.
Right, right.
Well, what it is.
And some people, when they think of MARCA, they think of county board, they think they're one and the same, and it's not anymore. And I thought it was kind of important that we let folks know that, you know, they're two different, I guess, entities.
We do work together.
Exactly.
Very, very closely. We still get a lot of phone calls.
A good way of putting it, I think, is that MARCA is one of the service providers for the county board.
Yes.
Yes.
That's probably a good way of wording that.
Yes, that's exactly what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We do have an upcoming event.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That we would love.
That's what led to this whole thing.
We would love to throw out there.
Yeah, let's talk about the car wash. We have about a half an hour yet. So
exciting. Perfect. Okay, so Friday at National Tire and Battery, NTB, in front of Walmart on Mount Gilead Road from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're hosting a car wash, and we have we have about 35 individuals signed up to work at this car wash. Guys, I'm talking. Pay attention.
You're so unruly.
They're dancing.
We were dancing in the background.
Yeah. Get down
my
off the
goodness.
Table.
Come on.
Come on, Beth.
Shh. You can tell we're not on church behavior here. Jeez. So.
Inside voices, please.
I lost what I was saying. My train fell off the tracks.
You were talking about the car wash.
Okay,
you told where it is. And when it is.
We've got about 35 individuals signed up, at least that I know of right today. And we've got about 15 staff that are going to be there. We have, we're going to wash cars for donation.
That's if you just want one door washed, you know.
Door
nation. We also have hood nations and trunk. No, I'm just kidding.
First day with my new lips. First day with my new lips, sorry. So we are also going to be having a bake sale at the car wash.
Yeah.
The car wash. I've been getting in trouble because I've been calling it wash.
I almost piped up a second ago and said, I am so proud of you for saying wash.
And not wash.
And not wash. You were doing so good.
I had to. It had to come out. Car wash.
So we are also going to have water and things like that with the bake sale. Come on,
you need water to wash your cars. To wash,
to drink. We are having water to drink. We are not going to use bottled water to wash people's cars.
Oh my gosh! You said it, Beth. You said it. I have to tell the story, please. Okay, so we had gotten 9 cases of water donated. And when the water all come into our office, Nikki was sitting there and said, is that what we're going to wash the cars with?
You know.
Yes, one bottle of water per car is all we're allowed.
It's that stuff that you put on. It's like that no rinse car wash. Yeah.
So we're allowed, 270 cars?
One bottle per door.
Okay, that's where the door nations come in. Okay,
door nation, we're allowed 270 cars, I think. We've got to count up how many cars we're allowed to wash. Okay, so anyways, I would like to list our sponsors. We have so many that have donated. This is the first fundraiser I have ever done in my entire life, and I cannot believe some of the relationships I have built over this last 3 weeks. So Peacock Water, Rule King, Wyandotte Popcorn, Myers, Kroger's, Walmart, Andrew's Pastries, O'Reilly's. Go ahead. O'Reilly's.
It's in
my hand. Z-Bart. Z-Bart, the Courtyard Grub and Pub, Blue Streak Auto Wash, and then, of course, National Tire and Battery, or NTB, is letting us host the event there. So we have... Did I say Blue Streak Auto Wash? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
We have so many people that have donated to this. And then we also have people that are donating baked goods for us to have at our bake sale.
Including Andrews?
Andrew's Pastries, yes. They're going to give us day-old donuts.
Good old Andrew. For, yes. Andrew Schwartz, an old friend of mine.
Yes. And then we're going to have pop and water. And then, you know, the baked goods available while you're getting your car washed. So you don't even have to get your car washed. You can come just get baked goods. Or you can just get your car washed. Or you can just come out and say, hey. We're hoping maybe somebody from the fire department will hear this and come out and say hey. Maybe some people from the police department will come out and say hey. Cool. We want it to be a huge event. Okay. We really want it to be a good experience.
You had me at donuts.
I had you at donuts?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had me at bake sale.
Just saying, huh?
Just saying.
We need a bigger office right now because there's not enough room in our office because of all the donations are in there. We have tents. We have pop. We have cases of water, sponges, buckets.
Yeah. Are there any other items that you need donations of, or would any money be helpful towards donations?
Supplies? We pretty much got most of the supplies that we need. If anybody's interested in donating baked goods, we'd kind of like to have them Wednesday or Thursday. That way we can have them prepared, ready to go for Friday morning. That way we're not doing any work Friday morning before the car wash happens. Mm-hmm. But if anybody's interested in donating, just get a hold of Marka. Our telephone number is 740-375-6144. They could stop out to our facility, or again, they could hit us up on our Facebook page, or if they know any one of us personally, they could message us on Facebook, whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, what's our address?
Oh,
the look on her face is great. Sorry, where I want to see the look.
What our address is where we work. 2465.
Yes.
What's the rest of it?
Nikki is correct.
2465 Harding Highway East. Marion Ohoho. Oh, and by the way, hi, Mom. I had to say hi, Mom.
I told her she could do that. But hi, Mom. I'll tell you hi, too.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Come on, Derek.
I'm glad.
Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
There you go.
I'd have to yell louder for my mom to hear it. So, anyhow.
Thank you, Nikki, for knowing the address. Good job.
You're welcome.
I was really hoping for a double.
It's in my phone. I have notes.
But I got one, so that's
tired.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anything else about employment, community employment you'd like to discuss? Anything recent that's been interesting, that's been a success story that you'd like to, maybe without using names, but...
We've had a couple success stories. I don't know, they're all successful.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't take one over the other because they all touch your heart.
We have all went home in tears, just in tears. I mean, you can't even explain the feeling you get when you go and you think, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. And then something happens and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't think that was possible. And
just
then
to see
you
their
go
faces.
Home with tears. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so proud of what just happened.
I had one individual that I was job coaching, and he just kept saying, I'm not making any mistakes. I'm doing a good job. Yes. I'm doing a good job. And I'd be like, yes, you are. I am very proud of you.
Awesome.
Like, it's just, and just to tell them you're proud of them, just to see the look on their face and to know that someone.
They get so excited.
It's just fun.
It is. Very
fun. It just makes your job worth coming to.
And I'm going to give a plug out there. I don't think that you really have much to do with the social sip. Do you, or is that just through the RAM board, I believe?
That's just RAM.
Well, I'm going to give them a plug anyhow. They have, you know, I never had a smoothie in my life until I went out there.
What?
And I've been back for a second smoothie, but they have smoothies. They have a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they have tea. Is there anything else they have?
Yes, they do.
How have you lived this long and not ever had a smoothie?
I was wondering that myself. I'm not sure.
I've heard they made the best.
Strawberry banana.
Ooh.
Yes, it was awesome.
Like his naked drink.
And I will have to say, Greg Dawson made both of them. So, Greg, if you're listening,
he is awesome. Anyway,
the social sip is on
what is that street? Prospect Street, right behind Nathan's Barbershop. So folks, go out there. We have quite a few of our folks working out there. So go out there and support Marka and support RAM. And these are great agencies that work with DD folks. So, you know, do your part and go out there and buy a smoothie. And if you mention my name, I promise they won't throw you out.
Well, Greg Dawson also does the farmer's market.
Yes.
Thursday night.
That's another thing we do. Yes.
The farmer's market.
That is an amazing place to come see them actually in action, helping other people. It's awesome.
On Thursday night downtown, what is that,
Founders Park.
Founders Park.
Yep.
There's a farmer's market, and we have two of our individuals that I know of that work out there.
There's two of them.
Greg and
Ryan Easley.
Yes. So, our folks are getting out there in the community and doing things, and community employment's a big part of that. And
yes.
A big shout-out to you folks for doing that. What else do you want to share today? Anything else?
It's really important to us as the community employment team to get our individuals' jobs with the more Marion-based businesses and not your chain restaurants.
Right.
You know,
but the chain restaurants aren't bad.
I mean, they're not bad.
We have some folks that are very proud of working in places like that.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it, but that's your stereotypical jobs. We want to try to get them in, you know, the hometown. Stop, you're distracting me with your food.
Do you want some? I'll share.
I don't want your chicken.
I don't want to hear.
I had pizza.
I don't want to hear chewing on the ear, okay? So.
Squirrel.
We don't. We serve Marion County right now, but we're in the process of actually adding two more counties our employment. Yes.
I didn't know that. That's exciting.
Yes, very.
Very exciting. Yes.
Exciting and kind of like, oh, whoa.
And our department was only born in October, a year, you know, almost a year ago.
Right.
And it has grown this much.
And like you said earlier, you work with the folks, help them in developing a resume, help them in, well, how do you act when you go to an interview? All these kind of things. You prepare them to go out.
Yep.
Then you go out and work with them and the employer.
Yes.
I mean, this is an exciting program.
It's very.
And you can meet these ladies and see them in action when they're in the building. If you stop out by Marka. And what's that address again?
2465 Harding Highway East.
Just past the senior citizens. Two buildings past the senior citizens. What do they call it out there? Center or senior center out there. On 309. Okay. Let's move on to Derek. Although he's been participating all along. He has something exciting is going on out the Tallgrass Trail. We have about 18 minutes left, so I hope you have plenty of ammunition.
Got this, Derek.
But we can talk about other things if you do run out of time. It's no big deal. But, Derek, you've been a part of this project that's going on out there, which is not really related to Marka, but it is, again, for DD folks. And I'll just let you take over and tell about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having me. It is the Tallgrass Trail Adaptive Bike Program. It was a program made possible with a partnership between Marion Public Health and Aaron Creedon, the Marion County DD, Jessica Trainer, and also the Marion County Park District. And what it is we're going to have five different adaptive bikes out at the Tallgrass Trail, which is located at 2093 Holland Road. It's located at the trail there. The trail is 12.4 miles. Multi-use trail that follows the former Erie-Lackawanna Railroad tracks, heads west from the trailhead to Harding County border. And so we're just really excited. It's something that's been in the works for a long time. It's finally coming to fruition. Super excited to get folks that have disabilities that maybe can't ride a bike or can't ride a typical bike, we'll say. And it's a way for us to really kind of get those folks out and get them riding on bikes.
Okay. You kind of described one day those bikes to me. Can you give a brief description of how those work?
Yeah. We have two three-wheeled bikes. So for folks that have trouble with
We have a video.
Well, let's show that. Oh, wait a minute. We're on the
I'm pointing out that he can describe it, but we also have a video that we have shared on our Facebook.
And is that the one with Betsy?
Yes. And I'm sure that they also have the same video, so you'd be able to kind of see what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it's fantastic. The video that she's talking about has our good friend Betsy and her brother-in-law. And they're riding down the trail, and she's just smiling to beat the band. You can tell that she's really thrilled to be out there. And my good friend Dan Sheridan, who is the guru of the trail, who kind of wrote a lot of the grants to get the trail together in the last several years, he told me that when he told Betsy that we were starting this Tallgrass Trail Adaptive Bike Program, say that five times fast.
Nope.
that she screamed with delight. She was very happy that we were going to be getting that started again, because they did have an adaptive equipment program that was, it was like a day where they came out in May, I think it was 2 years ago now, where they kind of showed different adaptive equipment. And so the bikes have been in town here for a little while, and we've got them out at the trail now. We're maintaining them. You know, we're really excited. They're going to be stored out there, maintained, and loaned out. It will be free for folks that come out. Our official kickoff will be this Saturday, August 24th. We'll be out there from 11 to 2. And then we'll also soon be having the bikes available during the week from 4:30 to maybe 6:30 and by appointment as the weather permits. Let's see.
And it's like a, you ride, what is it? Tandem? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Two people on a bike?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. We have the three-wheeled bikes, which is just one person. So we have a couple of those.
Oh, cool.
For folks that just have trouble with stability and balance. And then we have one. It's called the Freedom Concept Excursion Tandem. Let's say that three times fast.
Nope.
And what that has is there is a rider in front, and it has a really nice, comfortable seat. And people can pedal it if they want to, or it can be set so they don't have to pedal. And then there is a bar where they can hold on to, but they don't steer with it. The person in the back steers it. And then
that's
behind
neat.
The person in the back, there are two wheels. So it's a three-wheel bike. But it's really fantastic. And I was watching a video last night on YouTube about it, and it was talking about this child that has autism, and he shakes a lot, especially when he gets excited. So, and he always wanted to ride a bike, but when he shakes, he ends up, you know, crashing, and he can't do very well with it. So his parents bought him this bike, and it's just fantastic, because he can do all the shaking he wants. Stay awake, Mike. Stay with me.
No,
I'm not falling asleep,
it's
really.
I'm here, guys, and I didn't wear my deodorant. So here we go.
That explains it.
Yeah. So we have the Freedom Concept Excursion. It's really nice bike. Like I said, it's three-wheeled. The person in front can ride or not. Well, they're going to ride, hopefully. But they can pedal or not. So it's great that way. And then we have the one that was in the video. It's called a Duet Wheelchair Bicycle. And basically, it's a wheelchair hooked onto a bike. And so you can take somebody, you know, we have many folks at Marka that aren't able to ride a bike, but now they're going to be able to. They're going to be at least be able to take rides with
so
us.
Cool. Whoop,
whoop. So, yeah, so cool. We're super excited. I've talked to a couple of folks already, and they're raring to go.
Oh, I can imagine.
Go out on Friday morning. I got somebody in
That's awesome.
Check it out. So, and then we also have a Streamway, and it's an easy step. Most bikes have a top tube that is sometimes for some folks hard to get onto. This one's real low. It's easy to step right on and go. So we have a five bikes total. And like I said, we're super excited that we're going to be able to roll out this program and really give an opportunity for folks that either can't ride bikes or haven't been able to for whatever reason, you know, opportunity to get out there and ride and feel the wind in their hair.
Would you be willing to work with me so that I could just ride a bike without getting winded? Is that an option?
Absolutely. We have training now.
Okay. Well, I must say, too, that you don't have to be affiliated with Marka to take advantage of this
program.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's an important point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One of my good friends, Janine Williams, that is helping us spearhead this program, she had mentioned that maybe somebody that's had a stroke and isn't able to ride, like maybe they have always been able to ride and they can't right now, or they're trying to rehab back to the point where they can, you know, it would be great for somebody like that. So, you know, we're looking at a whole different, you know, a whole bunch of people will be, you know, able to try this out, hopefully.
So will you be doing some of the pedaling? Will you be volunteering to?
Absolutely. I've been looking for a way to get paid to ride my bike for a long time.
Okay.
This is
so it's all volunteer.
I want to ride my bicycle. That was terrible.
This is a talking station.
Sorry, I had to sing for a second. Yeah.
Her mic's off. It's
Nation's
fine.
Talking place.
But my job as coordinator of the Progress Trail Adaptive Bike Program is to really help people check bikes in and out, to make sure that they're working well, to kind of tell them about, you know, how to be safe. And we have a liability that you have to sign off on. You're supposed to be 18. You have to wear a helmet. Helmets are good, so we need to have helmets. Even the person if the person is just along for the ride and they're not actually pedaling, they need helmets too. And so we're going to have a couple of helmets there that people can rent. But I highly suggest if you have your own helmet to bring it, you know, that would be great in case we have other folks out using the helmets, because we don't have too many yet, but we'll be working on that as well.
Okay.
Also, we're seeking volunteers as well. Anybody that wants to help out, my friend Jeff Youngs is going to be helping out with some of the maintenance of the bikes. Rocky Cyclery. I might need that tea in a minute here. And, thank you.
Yes. One big happy family.
Yes. It really is communal tea at this point.
Yeah. Yep, there we go. Did it. But anyway, we could use volunteers, anybody that wants to come out and help out in any way. We value and we would love you to come out. If you want to get a hold of me, Derek Jansen, at 740-751-7334, that's a way that you can contact us.
Give that number again in case somebody didn't have a chance to get it.
Yeah, 740-751-7334. I've written it down even though I probably know it by now. But and also check out the Tallgrass Trail on Facebook as a way to kind of keep track of what's going on. We're going to have updates on there as well.
Okay, so if you want to volunteer, just show up, or should they... Excuse me.
If we had people showing up on Saturday from 11 to 2, they surely could help out. We'll figure out something.
Now, on a lot of these type things, you need to have a background check and so on. Is that necessary for this?
I don't believe we're going to be doing that, but we will have you signing off on it as far as safety-wise and making sure that you know that it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Well... Derek, you and I work in community integration when I get a chance to.
Yep.
And
I threw out the truck driver job. Come on, I'm working on it.
We're working on it. We do need a truck driver there.
Somebody out there wants to drive a truck
really
bad.
Hit Mark up, truck driver.
Well, you made me lose my train of thought. Ooh. It's off track again.
Sorry. Anyways, you both work in community integration.
Yeah, that's where I left off. Thank you. I'm glad somebody was listening.
When you get to.
What are some activities that we've gotten people out to do in integration? I know some, but I'll let you go ahead and field that.
Well, we do a lot of volunteering. We like folks to give back to the community. We do some work at Heritage Hall, which, of course, you've been taking that on for a while. We do work with Voice of Hope, Meals on Wheels, Ray Melton Horse Farm, Ohio Bird Sanctuary, and then we have several classes that we've started. We have a YMCA Fitness. We work out 1 week, and then the following week we usually go swimming. We've got some folks that go down to Curiosity Shop down on Main. Those guys are great down there. Little Gamers Club. We have a book club, one going on right now. We usually go to the Tallgrass Trail. We also go to Social Sip and enjoy their good drinks and good folks down there. You know, they're associated with RAM. Plug, RAM. we like to connect our individuals in the community. We're also working with Marion Public Health with the Garden Project 197, the edible landscape, which is a jungle right now. I need some steaks, so if anybody has some steaks and want to help me tie up
I'll take my medium rare.
Wrong
kind of steak,
sounds
sorry.
Good.
I have cages. Do you really want tomato cages?
Well, I don't know. It's I'm thinking at this point we're making okay. steaks and we're, yeah.
That's fine.
Medium rare, you said?
What's that?
How do you like your steak?
Medium rare. Yeah.
Still mooing.
The way one, yeah.
Still mooing.
Well, I don't think that's the kind of steak you wanted, but.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that'll help the plants.
But we could,
no.
I mean, we could look into that, but I don't have a lot of space, so I'm thinking okay. about. Yeah. But anyway, those are some of the things that we're doing right now. We have a Litter Street Club. We take photos, like I said, just like these guys have been talking about, we're really trying to connect in the community. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find out what is your interest, what do you like to do, you know, can we make friends, can we maybe volunteer in a place that becomes a job later on. So it's a wonderful organization. We have folks that are coming in just for the community integration, and then we also have folks that we draw on that are attending every day.
So Mark is doing a super job of getting people integrated into different mm-hmm. places in our community. We have about 5 minutes left. Would you like to give the information on the car wash? The car wash? I'm sorry. I'm from
our car wash. Car wash. Yes, our car wash is going to be at NTB Friday the 23rd, this Friday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are having a bake sale along with the car wash. It is for donation. If anybody wants to donate any baked goods, they could bring those out to Marka or get a hold of us at Marka. I completely lost my thought again.
This coming Friday.
Yes.
What time? Friday, what's the starting time again? 10 o'clock?
10 to 2.
10 to
2.
Yeah,
10 a.m.
Okay.
to 2.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to bring baked goods out to mark up, like between 9 and 2 would be good accepting hours for those, like Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'll accept, you know, whatever baked goods you want to donate. And then hopefully we see a lot of smiling faces, a lot of dirty cars. And the address for NTB is 1622 Mary Mount Gilead Road, and that's here in Marion.
It's almost right in front of where Kroger's is out there.
Yes. Nikki wants to be the koala off of, I don't know, what is it?
Same. I'm going to drive the cars like koala.
So come see Nikki be the koala and drive the cars like the koala.
That's not how you get people to show up.
No, I think I'll drive my own car.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, thank you.
But also, on a serious note, please go on Facebook, like our Marka page. Please like our Marka Works page. Get the word out there. Share those pages. Try to get our likes up, please.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes left. Anybody want to share anything? Anything else about Marka? And does everybody enjoy working there?
Absolutely.
I know everybody here.
The best job
Beth,
ever.
It's this way. The head goes this way. There you go.
Oh, it's this way.
There you
okay,
go.
I'm sorry.
Like a bobblehead there for a second.
I've worked in the field for a while, but actually working at Marka has been a life changer, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you see a whole new perspective.
Way.
Like, mm-hmm. You learn patience. I have 8 kids, so.
You have 8 kids?
I do. So you learn patience. And my husband's
kettle.
One of them, so it makes 9. But, yeah, so.
Okay. Chantel, how long have you worked in that field?
On and off since I graduated from high school.
Which is how long?
Last year.
1993. Elgin Comets, 93. Okay, so I was honest. All right, anyway. So, yes, I've been in and out of the field since 1993. Actually, 92, because I did it my junior year, too, so. And this is actually the most life-changing job I've ever had. The position that I'm in now, yes.
Awesome.
Okay. Actually, just being with Marka.
And Derek's either wanting to be excused or he had something to add. I'm not sure which it was.
I just want to give a shout-out to the students at Tri-Rivers. The storage facility out there was built by students at Tri-Rivers here in Marion, Ohio.
So, very cool.
It's awesome.
That's
okay.
Cool.
Appreciate you.
And if you go by the health department up there on North Main Street and you see the boxes with the plants in them, which you talked about earlier, mm-hmm. those were built at Marka. So that's something else we do is make things out of pallets and that sort of thing. So
yeah.
Might want to keep that in mind if you want to come out and take a look and see what we have available. We have a catalog. And we are running to about a half a minute now. So,
should Chantel sing some more?
No, 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 no. Mike, thank you very much for having us on the air.
It was a pleasure. There's a lot of good things going on at Marka. And I think the public needs to know what's going on out there.
Yes.
And again, it was mentioned earlier that, you know, if you want to come out and see what's going on, you're welcome to take a tour. And
our door's always open.
Most certainly. Just come to the front office or to the
feel free to ask for
office.
Beth.
Sure.
I'd be glad to walk you around.
So,
2465 Harding Highway East.
Saturday.
There you go.
From 11 to 2.
Car Wash Friday!
Yoo-hoo!
Hello.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place.